Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Is AI in education? In an era where ChatGPT or others can write your essay before you finish your coffee, universities are scrambling to keep up. Now we see that the University of Cape Town has made a bold move. It's ditched AI detection tools altogether, citing concerns around accuracy and fairness. And the question is what it means for academic integrity, student accountability, and the future of higher education. To unpack this, we're joined by Dr. Wade Tse-Long, a lecturer at the Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg, an expert on the intersection of technology and ethics in education. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. What is your take on UCT's decision to scrap tools like Turnitin AI Score? Is it necessary? Is it brave? Is it too early?
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners. I think it's actually the right move. You see, the problem for me is since ChatGPT and all these other AI tools came out, obviously in response to that, people have been coming up with these AI detection tools, and they brag how accurate they are. But you know, the thing is, this industry is very, very profitable right now. So obviously everyone is scrambling to rush out technology that might not be proven correct, you know, properly proven, and then they make these outlandish claims that this is great, it's very accurate, etc. But we have had studies in the past show that these tools do yield quite a few false positives. In other words, they accuse the author of using ChatGPT or so on. I mean, I've recently run it again. So at the beginning, I actually tested my own writing, and they said, yeah, we're 86% sure that you are an AI. And I thought, no, that's how
you're pretty sure you aren't.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm not. But now there's been more studies, and they say what these AI tools are doing is they're looking for certain characteristics. And yesterday I was actually listening to colleagues from CPUT, and they noted it's like a bingo card. So, you know, they've got a bunch of things, and they say, oh, we noticed that you use this characteristic, therefore you're more likely to be using AI. So one of the things is like the M-dashes. And now, yes. I don't know if you use M-dashes, but I use a lot of M-dashes.
Right.
So now
Interesting. I do use them, and now I've stopped using them because otherwise people will think that I've used AI to write something.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing, and I feel it's a travesty, because why are we as human beings being forced to change the way we write? You know, the way we unique, because I thought we're supposed to be humans. We are unique, and now we have to change our uniqueness to avoid being told that no, we write like AI. Because as AI is learning more and more, what it's doing is it's learning to write like us. So if it learns to write like us, then are we supposed to constantly evade detection by not being who we are? So I absolutely agree with UCT's decision.
So the question, though, is how then do the universities manage this? Because it obviously requires a significant shift in the style of education, because it means that students can rely more, which I think they should, because it's a reality. They just need to be a little bit more discerning. They need to be critical of AI. There needs to be a shift in how students are educated.
Yes, absolutely. And it is something that the universities, not just in South Africa, across the world, are looking at. You know, we have to change the way we assess. You know, in a world, and it's the same thing when the calculator became more mainstream. Are you telling me you cannot use the calculator? But sure, we do want our students to be able to do some of the math in their head, you know, not just go, oh, what's 3 times 4, and then reach for a calculator, you know. But also, as you say, more discerning. The AI should be used as a tool. You know, we can't just be jealous that, oh, no, nowadays people have it so easy. Mm. They have an AI that summarizes things for them. It's a tool. So in an era where such tools are easily available, how then, you know, we have to shift. What then must a human know, or what kind of skills must then be developed to make them stand out, but to take advantage of these AI tools?
So what is the shift? What is an ideal approach or policy for a university?
Well, I do not think that a policy should be, this is exactly how, so, you know, like police, it shouldn't be too policing. I think it should be because the technology is changing. You might think, this is how I'm going to trick the AI and make sure that students are not able to use the AI in such a way. So the number one thing is it shouldn't be policing the student. You know, it's not to catch them out and go, aha, I see you use AI, you're now expelled. And I think it should be a trusting relationship between the academic and the student to say, well, I'm going to teach you how to use it responsibly, and I trust you to respect our relationship in using the AI in that responsible manner. And if you have that relationship with your students, I do believe that then you're preparing them for, you know, show them that it. I think that's also a very important point. So it's more in a guiding way, you know, because if we say, hey, you know, use AI in the following way and test and assess in the following way, and we are too prescriptive, the problem is who's to say next week ChatGPT doesn't come up with a new model and it blows whatever you know, things you have in place.
So interesting. That is where we're going to have to leave it. But give me your reaction. That was from Dr. Wei Tsai Lung, lecturer at the Academy of Computer Science, Software Engineering, University of Johannesburg, talking about the fact that UCT has dropped the use of Turnitin, which is a program where before students submit an essay or a work, they've got to run it through this program. And I know that my daughter's at university, and every time she submits a work, she runs it through, and it really does give the most bizarre readings. It just hasn't been a success. Now I see that UCT is dropping this completely. I would imagine that other universities are going to follow. Give me your thoughts. Is it a good thing, a bad thing? And is education moving in the right direction? 8:57.